Restaurang.
Fast food restaurant.
Snabbmatsrestaurang. Snabbmatsrestaurang.
Next we have.
Stresstålig.
Can handle stress.
Stresstålig. Stresstålig.
Next we have.
Serviceinriktad.
Service oriented.
Serviceinriktad. Serviceinriktad.
Next we have.
Att söka.
To search.
Att söka. Att söka.
Next we have.
Det är okej.
Okay. Is it okay? That is okay.
Det är okej. Okay. Det är okej.
Okay. Next we have.
Att provjobba.
To test work.
Att provjobba. Att provjobba.
Next we have.
Absolut.
Absolutely.
Absolut. Absolut.
Next we have.
Helst inte.
Rather not.
Helst inte. Helst inte.
And last.
Morgontrött.
Tired in the morning.
Morgontrött. Morgontrött.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about past experience with the present perfect and compound adjectives. Vicky, first, let's talk about the present perfect in general.
We can use the present perfect to talk about situations that began before now, but continue into the present.
How can we recognize this tense?
You'll know it's the perfect form from the presence of har, meaning has or have, before the main verb, and by the fact that the main verb is found in the supine or past form.
Can you give us an example?
Jag har redan ätit middag.
Which means, I have already eaten dinner.
Ätit, meaning eaten, is the supine or past form of att äta, to eat. And with har, meaning has or have, before it, the verb shows that the eating happened before now.
So the auxiliary verb is in its present tense form, and the main verb is put into its supine form. Let's look at one more example.
Jag har sovit.
Meaning, I have slept. Can we have an example from the dialogue?
Sure. Lennart asks Annie, har du arbetat på restaurang förut?
Meaning, have you worked in a restaurant before? Notice how, in the question, the word order changes a little and the subject comes after the auxiliary verb.
Right. It's har du arbetat? Annie answers with, jag har arbetat på en snabbmatsrestaurang förut.
Meaning, I've worked in a fast food restaurant before. Let's see another couple of examples.
Angelica har läst boken 3 gånger redan.
Angelica has read the book 3 times already. We're describing the number of times Angelica has read the book in the present perfect because of its tie to the present.
Vi har haft hunden sedan april.
We've had the dog since April. The act of having the dog has continued up until now, so it's in the present perfect. Okay, let's now switch to the compound adjectives.
In Swedish, we sometimes put 2 words together to make them into 1 new word with a stronger meaning.
If you learn these base words we're about to go over, you can get a general idea of what the new word means. What are the words we're going to look at in this lesson?
Tålig, morgon, and glad.
Let's start with
tålig. If you add the word tålig to a noun, it describes someone or something who can handle negative things well.
Can you give us an example?
Stresstålig.
Meaning, to be able to handle stress or stress-resistant.
To be stresstålig means to be able to cope with stress well. Other examples are vattentålig and stryktålig.
Respectively meaning water-resistant and resistant to beating.
The second one, stryktålig, is used for either a person who can get beaten up without getting hurt easily, or a thing you can be rough with that won't break.
Okay, what's the next word?
Morgon.
Which literally means morning.